The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we have a really fun and interesting topic, and that is Kingston Eats. Kingston Eats is a community-wide campaign that cultivates a culture of health and wellness by bringing together residents from across the city through food-related activities with the goal of making healthy food fun. And we have with us Kristen Kessler. Kristen is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and project manager in the Department of Health and Wellness at the City of Kingston, and she leads projects that support policy, systems, and environmental changes to make the City of Kingston a healthier place to live for everyone. We also have with us Ninette Warner. Ninette works for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County as a school coordinator for the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities grant and has a master's degree in nutrition from Kansas State University. One of her passions is teaching how to engage children in learning about and exploring food so they become competent eaters. So Kristen and Ninette, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
I know, Kristen, you are a return guest. You were on previously and talking about some other programs. So with respect to Kingston Eats, tell us about it. What was the genesis of it? And describe, you know, what it's about to our listeners.
Ooh, you know, I am going to let Ninette tell you about the inspiration for this campaign. I could talk about this campaign until the cows come home, and I probably have for many years. But I think the way this came about was really beautiful and organic. So I'm going to let maybe Ninette get us started with that.
Yeah, sure. So this was really inspired by Land to Learn, which is a garden-based education organization. And they run two school gardens at two of the elementary schools in Kingston. And it's a really great program because it actually integrates gardening into the school curriculum for, I think, kindergarten through second grade students. So right now they're at JFK, which is one of the schools that I support in the Creating Healthy Schools program. And the garden steward and I kind of collaborated last year to really take their Vegetable of the Month program and expand it in the school. So we helped start the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable program, which gives free fruits and vegetables to all the elementary students. And in that, we had food service put the veggie of the month on that calendar. And I helped run some of the wellness committees there throughout Kingston, the elementary school, sorry. And somebody in the wellness committee was like, well, you know, these fruits and vegetables, they're great, but, you know, you're serving raw cabbage. I think in March, that's one of March's veggies of the month. In March, it was like we did red cabbage and green cabbage, and like it was like cabbage overload, but more so for the adults. Like the teachers were like, well, like, you know, they were using words like this is nasty and disgusting. And I was like, please don't use those words in front of the kids.
Yeah. Don't yuck my yum.
Exactly. That is a huge thing I try to teach. And I have to do a lot of education for the teachers. Not all the teachers, of course, like a lot of them are really on board. But you know what? I saw through what she was trying to say, which was essentially, why can't we introduce these vegetables in multiple forms? So she's like, in her culture, you know, she used cabbage like in tacos, and she was like talking about all these different ways to like eat cabbage that's like maybe a little bit more fun than just raw cabbage. I'm like, she's like, so can't food service do that? And I was like, no, they don't have the capacity to do that, but I love where you're going. So yeah. It like really just like took off into like, let's celebrate cabbage in so many different ways. She's like, cooked cabbage and cabbage in these dishes. And like,
well, it's like these food really festivals stuff. Out there, right? Like you have like the garlic festival with like, you go there and it's garlic ice cream and garlic, you know, whatever.
Exactly. And you read my mind, because with this, we started the first annual spinach fest in May. So we actually held a little, you know, festival out after school that celebrated spinach in all different kinds of forms. So it was like the families were involved, and it was such a big hit that I really was like, okay, I want to expand this program to all of the elementary schools, even if they don't have a school garden, even if Land to Learn isn't there to directly support them, like there's still so many different things we can do. So it kind of really took off from there.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in? So yeah. Nina, just to bring this to Kingston Eve.
Yes, sorry, let's go back to that.
That's okay. I know.
Wait, what were we talking about again?
veggies. We're talking about veggies.
Okay.
You know, so Ninette, so we're part of the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities team. So that is a New York State Department of Health grant that the city of Kingston has to help make healthy eating in Kingston easier. And so we had a meeting. So we're part of the same team. And Ninette, I don't even think she finished her sentence when she said something about, oh, we're doing this 3-month veggie of the month pilot program in the schools. Do you think, and she probably said, can we do it citywide? And I was like, absolutely. We're stopping everything else we're doing. This is amazing. I love this idea. Like, let's just make it fun. Nina and I are both dietitians, and we both have like a similar approach in that food is fun. Food is joyful. Food is our family, our culture, our history. Food is also tasty. Like, let's make it fun. Mm-hmm. And so I said, absolutely. And we started working together, planning it, not just for the schools, but we're like, who else can we invite? You know, Ninette knew some people who worked in like variety of like restaurants in the city. I work with food pantries and some other community organizations. And everyone we asked was like, yeah, that's amazing.
That's
and
great.
It just snowballed into this thing that clearly, I don't know, we hit something that people were interested in. And so now it is a Veggie of the Month campaign. September is peppers of all kind. October is collards and kale. And November is carrots. And there's like no real requirement beyond just celebrating these wonderful veggies. Like, that's the way that people can participate, that businesses and organizations can participate. And we're just talking and we're just eating. That's it. Mm-hmm.
So is there some kind of formal, not formal, I won't say formal, but how does it manifest in terms of actual activities? Are they organized, or is it just everybody just generally encouraged to eat vegetables? I'm sure there are some structured events within there somewhere, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we created what we called a menu of participation because we were playing up on as many food puns as we could. And I'll share a few that I've been working with, and I'll have Ninette share a few as well. One, yeah, people can just eat the vegetables. We have a social media campaign with the hashtag Kingston Eats Veggies. We're asking people just to share how they engage with, enjoy the veggie of the month. You can also go to a couple of different organizations around town. So for me, I work with a lot of food pantries, and it was really important that, you know, cost wasn't a barrier to participating in this campaign. We really wanted it to be citywide, and so that meant that it needed to be more accessible. So we've got some wonderful partners who have donated produce to our food pantries, so that there are a few different food pantries who are putting it in their pantry. If they have a community cafe, it's on the menu there. The Mental Health Association has a subsidized community cafe, and they're also featuring it there, which is really fantastic. And then there's a bunch of restaurants and schools. Oh, I have to call out one more before I turn it over to Ninette to share. We have someone who works in daycares and early care centers, Tracy Snyder from the Family of Woodstock, and she is doing the most adorable veggie tasting, veggie activities with the kids in the daycares. We've got some photos online.
It's really fun to see her work. Like, she has like the 3-year-olds with these child safe knives that are like making salsa. Like, she is really taken off with it. It's really great to see.
You can, soon we'll be putting our children to work cooking us dinner after a long day.
Yeah, isn't that the idea? I mean, I have a 1-year-old. Is he too young? Can I get him started in the kitchen already?
Absolutely.
That sounds really cool. Just out of curiosity, have the big supermarkets, have you approached them? Or are they interested in doing a feature like that in their produce sections?
Well, I reached out to Hannaford, and they are... they're one of the grocery stores that are supplying at least peppers and some of our other veggies to some of the food pantries. Mm-hmm. And they would, I had suggested like putting up a sign, like promotional signs, and they seemed on board with that, but they also have to like get approval from like their corporate office, which they said could take a really, really long time. So, and right. they were like, we really want to support this program, and like, this is how we can do it. So they donated some stuff.
And I know ShopRite does a lot of work. I mean, they've worked with us in the past, certainly. And, you know, they, I don't know, Kristen, were you with them at one point? Did you work for them? Or I'm not, I thought you, you did, right?
Yeah, you, that's how I have done this interview with you before.
That's right. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I don't remember. I knew that there was some connection. How about them? Are they on board?
You know, we haven't spoken with them yet, but this is ongoing. You know, businesses and organizations, and they can join at any time. So if folks are hearing this and they're like, oh, that sounds fun, you know, send us an email. Tell us that you're participating. Join us on social media.
Great. And we'll find out more about that and more about this really fun, great program. First, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're talking about Kingston Eats Veggies, a really fun and exciting program in the city of Kingston. And we have with us Kristen Kessler, who's a registered dietitian and project manager in the Department of Health and Wellness at the city of Kingston, and Ninette Warner, who works with Cornell Cooperative Extension as a school coordinator for the Creating Healthy Schools and Communities grant. And she is, I guess, one of the prime instigators of this program, if I got it right.
Yep.
So before the break, we were talking about the program, how it got started, sort of some of the things that are involved and the fun things that are going on. Would you care to talk a little bit more about some of the organizations in the community that have signed up to participate and what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So over the summer, I walked around to a bunch of different restaurants and just kind of explained the program and asked, like, do you want to create a special, like a monthly special or even weekly special that features one of these veggies? And pretty much everyone I asked, they were really into that idea. They're like, oh, absolutely. And you could kind of see their face light up, especially if it was like the head cook, like, oh yeah, I do this one dish, like, definitely. And I think for things like peppers, especially, it was really fun because there's so many different varieties. And so I'm like, it could be as simple as like jalapeno peppers, like, in, you know, mixed in a dish. And so they're really, really excited about that. So we have places like Tilda's Kitchen, who also has free meals on the last Wednesday of the month. So they're like, we can give out free samples of, like, I can't remember the dish they do exactly, but it was something new with peppers this month. We have, let's see, who else? Ollie's Slice Shop that just opened on Broadway. They're doing a shishito pepper and mushroom slice for one of their specials.
Can I shout them out? Can they do a gluten-free option of that? them doing it. Hi, Ollie's. Please do a gluten-free option with their special pizza.
Maybe your wish will come true.
You know, I've been fasting all morning because I have to go for a blood test, a routine blood test.
At
11. So now I'm getting like progressively hungrier listening to all of it.
Well, now you have a lot of different options. If you want to grab a bite to eat somewhere, you have so many different options. Also, in addition to the restaurants, I approached the food access coordinator, Suzanne, at the Kingston Farmers Market, and she was so on board with this program. So we kind of were brainstorming how we could collaborate, and we came up with on the third Saturdays. So if you're listening to this live, that's today. Third Saturdays of the month, they are doing free taste tests and also giving out 1 pound of the veggie of the month to the first 50 households who visit the farmer's market table. So I'm super excited to be doing that. I'm going to be there, I guess, today, helping with that, and it should be really fun. And she went around to all the hot food vendors there and also the farmers that are there, and she really promoted the program. So we have like promotional signs that everybody's hanging up, and that's really exciting. Also at the schools, I helped kind of forge a relationship between a partnership between Rondout Valley Growers Association. So they are going to procure locally grown vegetables of the month for the fresh fruit and vegetable program. And their farm to school coordinator is going to come in monthly and do some like taste test activities in the cafeteria, which I'm super excited about. We put on the lunch menu like a few times a month. And I like kind of sourced different lesson plan activities that the classrooms can do based on the veggie. So some of them are as simple as like doing art projects about the vegetable, and then some of them go like really elaborate. I found a lot of resources from Ag in the Classroom. So that was like a really fun summer project to kind of put that together for classrooms to use.
Nice. I mean, that's really great that it's, you know, that you've integrated the concept into, you know, education and food service and farmers markets and community, you know, community organizations throughout. So if there are, I mean, this sounds so much like so much fun and exciting. So how can organizations and people participate in this campaign? Say if you are a business or an organization and you want to get involved, or even a community group or just an individual family, how does that happen?
Yeah, I can help with that. So we have a website. So on the Live Well Kingston website, it's livewellkingston.org/Kingston-Eats. So on that website, you'll see a whole list of our participating locations. It'll give a full description of the program. It'll give the menu of participation, so some suggestions on how organizations or businesses can get involved. And then it's got our contact information. So generally for the community, I put out my contact information. People can just let me know. We're like eager to help folks brainstorm, bounce around some ideas of how they could engage with this. You know, you can also reach out to Ninette. She obviously has worked with so many of our different partners. And then just let us know. We'll put you on our website. Send us your logo. We've been sharing on social media as well. We've got a sign that says Kingston Eats participating location. So we've been dropping them off at our different partners. So if you are a community member, look for those signs in the windows of restaurants, at the vendors, at the farmers market. Like I said, you can also go to Instagram or Facebook and use the hashtag Kingston Eats Veggies, and you'll see the variety of different posts on there. I saw there are some on there like the, oh my gosh, we didn't even mention the YMCA Youth Farm Project. They are fantastic. I mean, they're such good community partners, and they are doing a bunch of features at their farm stand, and they've been really active on social media as well. So you'll see things like that. But I think I also saw some individuals that were just like growing peppers in their garden. And, yeah. And I feel like that's what we were eager for. Like, I think truly the idea is that food is such a communal experience that hopefully can bring people together. We all have to eat at the end of the day. And can we engage with food in a way that is joyful and connects us together? And that also maybe just happens to be healthy at the same time.
Yeah, I think food is just core to the human experience, right? I mean, it's essential to life, but you're absolutely right. It is a force that brings people together in, you know, in a very unique way. And so it's really exciting that you've, you know, that you've made this part of a community fun effort, and at the same time, you know, hopefully boosting the overall health of the community as well. So how do you think this is different from other public health initiatives? Is it because of the kind of like the grassroots participation aspect of it?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. Well, I often think that sometimes when we think public health, it can seem like pretty sterile because, you know, well, it deals often with like life and death. Like sometimes it's very serious, yeah. But this is just like, we're just trying to have fun. And I think especially kids really learn through fun. And I think adults do too. So that's one way that it's kind of a little bit different. But yeah, there's definitely that grassroots approach that, and hopefully, you know, we just see it grow and grow from here.
Yeah. So you're not lecturing people right. on what it's they should like, and shouldn't do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, we're just like seeing like, how can you add more to your life? How can you have more joy, more veggies, more fun to your life?
Nina and I were in a same training where they were, someone from Arizona State University was talking about the language of health. And it was a way to talk about nutrition and health and a way that was not stigmatizing, that was equitable. And she had mentioned some research that was showing that negative messaging when it comes to health-related topics is either less effective than positive messaging, or even when the effects are equal in their neutrality, like if they're kind of the same, that uh-huh. negative messaging promotes a higher sense of anxiety. And so just like to piggyback on, like, I don't know what Nina was sharing, it's just this idea of like, to me, it was also fun to have the opportunity to pilot a really positive forward, like public health nutrition campaign or activity. And that, can we reframe the conversation around food in a more positive light rather than wrapping it up in many negative emotions? And I think this is related to me working with a lot of food pantries and hunger organizations where there's so much shame and stigma already with accessing them that, you know, a lot of my partners, People's Place, Salvation Army, Kingston Emergency Food Collaborative, are all really strong advocates of not putting shame or stigma on food choices.
Yeah. The same thing exists for, I do a program with Sina Cutson on climate change awareness. And, you know, the scaring people about it is not a great way to motivate people. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to be realistic, but at the same time, an empowering, positive, proactive message. And I think that this program really, not only in the messaging, but in the, you know, the experience of it is really fun and exciting. But we're down to about 1 minute left. So Kristen, if you would, could you mention your website once again?
Of course. It is livewellkingston.org. And /Kingston-Eats, that is plural, EATS. And that is where, so if you could just go to livewellkingston.org, it is a blog post on there. And that has got all of the information about this campaign. It's got our contact information. We would love for more people to join us. It's not like if you aren't a part of it now, you can't join it in the future. Hopefully this is like a snowball. We just you know, gather more people.
Exactly. We're only just like a couple people here, so it was hard to reach out to everybody, but we're hoping that just people, you know, naturally want to join.
Perfect.
Everybody's welcome.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for not only putting this exciting, fun program together, but for all the work you do to improve the health and wellness of the Kingston community. And, you know, and the message resonates throughout Ulster County. So thank you so much. That's about all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself,
your family, and our community
healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. Bye-bye. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.